Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thank you everyone for coming today. Today is April 30th, 2023, and we are conducting interviews for the CCSU History Harvest. My name is Dan McNeil, and we'll just go down the line. Can you tell me your name?
My name is Vanessa Pozzoluna.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah.
V-A-N-E-S-S-A. Pozo, P-O-Z-O, then there's a hyphen, then Luna is L-U-N-A.
Okay, and can you tell me your date of birth?
August 17th, 2001.
Okay. And you
can... Oh, Christopher Pozzoluna.
Christopher with a K.
Yeah, K.
Okay, okay. All right. And what was your date of birth?
Oh, March 23rd, 2006.
Okay.
My name is Mayra, M-A-Y-R-A. And okay. Luna, L-U-N-A.
Okay.
De Pozo, D-E, Pozo, P-O-Z-O.
Okay.
So I'm the mom.
Okay.
October 8th, 1975.
Okay.
Romeo Amari, A-M-A-R-I, and my birthday is September 29th, 2001.
All right. Thank you all very much. So, So, is everyone originally from Connecticut?
Yeah.
You
two.
Okay, so two of you. So where'd you live before Connecticut?
We migrated from Ecuador.
From Ecuador. Okay.
In South America.
Okay, great. And, so at what time did you migrate, or what year?
2003.
November 2003. Okay. All right. Very much. And so these are the for these interviews, we're going to be discussing some of the artifacts you've brought in. So is there one we'd like to start with in particular?
Yeah, we could start with me.
Yeah, sure.
So these are shoes that I got in Ecuador.
Okay.
They're handmade, right?
Yeah.
And they're from indigenous people, and they're what they wear on their feet. As you can see, they have a very close in detail with some flowers, and at the end, it's not kind of like a sandal. You tie it, so you have a string here. And you tie it to your ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Wow. Oh yeah, and that's a beautiful design on there. So let me ask about the design on those. Does that does a flower design have any cultural meaning?
Yes, it does. The colors for them means different things. Like you see the yellow will be like the money. How you say that?
Dinero.
Yeah, pero richness. Como dice.
Oh, like richness, like touching, like kind of think of like goldness. It's like touching wealth, right?
Mm-hmm. Like how wealthy you are, and then like the blue will be kind of the health, how healthy they are, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And then also. They do a lot for visitors. Like this one we got for visitors and was like the for little gears. Mm-hmm. You get it for like adult people will be a different design.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So the design is flowery and bright for little girls.
Oh, okay. Okay, wow. So these shoes, you got those in Ecuador?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow. So you said it's some of the the symbolism in it. You said it's tied to the indigenous culture there. Can you elaborate a bit on your any connection you hold with indigenous culture?
So within Ecuador, there's obviously their own a lot of indigenous people have their own community still. Mm-hmm. But for people within the city or people who are more mixed, we're more like mestizo. So some of us are indigenous and white, some of us are indigenous and black, some of us are all three. So it's in different regions. So for us, our connection would be that because we are mestizo, we also uphold and we are very mindful of our indigenous connections and our roots.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So a lot of things that you're going to see today connect to our indigenous people, and it's always going to go back to that.
Wow. So it's not just a, like, it's a connection to culture, but I feel like it's also a, is it, would you say it's a connection to a feeling of being at home, I would say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are there any personal stories you have that are associated with that particular item?
Personal stories, I would say, not that I could think of.
Back a little bit about it. So we got those when we went, so we are from Quito, the capital of Ecuador.
Mm.
So we went to this place called Cayambe, C-A-Y-I-M-V-N-E, with the Beatriz and E.
Mm.
So we went over there to visit this place, and is when she got those shoes. What happened is over there is a huge community of indigenous. Mm-hmm. So, and they were doing this kind of parade. How do you say?
Like a festival.
Yeah.
And then they use all those kind of shoes and vestment, and all the dress is for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then is when they can put it out for, you know, sale too. And that's when we're getting those for her.
Oh, okay. Wow. So, yeah, and let me ask one more thing about this item. So these items, and again, I'm sorry if I missed anything, but the shoes, are these simply just to wear, or do they have another?
They wear those like daily footwear.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Oh, they're beautiful. They're better than my footwear.
Right. And they wear like since they little, and they when they grow up, probably a teenager age is when they decide if they want to keep the culture with them or they can dress normal.
Oh, okay.
And some of them they switch it, and then they use it when they go to their communities. If they leave it and they go to another places to work, they can use regular
Clothes like this, so it's also a way to hand down culture physically.
Mm-hmm. Also. It connects them back to their roots, and then for people who was affected by colonization and stuff like that, like us, we're able to go to these festivals, still have a connection. And for me, like, I don't really wear them, but I look at them and for me, it reminds me of, like, other roots that I have within, if that makes sense. So
one more thing is, like, this is for a female. They do it for male, too, for boys and then for adult males, too.
Oh, okay.
So they have different.
Yeah. Wow. It's wonderful. Okay.
And only we change in the color of the fabric they use it. But the way how the shape will be the same way for both of them.
Oh, okay. Are they always made out of, are they typically made out of the same material, or has that changed over time?
Yeah, I think so. They got changed. Now it looks a little like more comfy for you. But before, I think so, it was harder for them to use it.
Oh, okay.
Make them sometime for late.
Mm. All right, wow. Well, Okay, that's great. Is there anything else you'd like to share about that item?
No, I think we covered it all.
Okay, wow. Well, thank you for bringing it in. I think we're ready to move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Let's go next. Yes. All right, so what have you brought today?
I brought this hat. I had this 3.5 years ago, the last time I visited Ecuador, found it in Quito, handmade. It's so we can dress like this, for festivals and annual parades, look all fancy. Okay. Yeah, found the hat. I'm like, wow, this looks amazing. Great to take from Ecuador.
Wow.
Yeah, as a representation of my people.
Yeah, and Quito's, you said that's the capital.
Yes.
Yeah, Quito.
Okay.
So this hat used people from the community too. Mm-hmm. And the way how he's dressing now is for a male. And then when a girl or a female uses, they put in here a little bit of feather, which will be means like that she's single.
Oh.
And she uses the same way like now, will be like that she's already married. So she doesn't need to be the, to use the feather over there. And sometimes they have beautiful, huge ones, and sometimes they have little ones. All mm-hmm. depends on your age. So if you are a teenager, you are going to have a little one. If you like the probably 20s, you're going to have a huge one.
Yeah, okay.
And then before they used to do it this by hand too. Mm-hmm. Now they use kind of a little more like, no factory, but they have more tools to help them.
Yes.
Yeah. And they, usually this is the color they use, but they have a different colors too. Will be like black, dark gray. And they use in agriculture all the time.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
Only for Sundays, it's a regular for them.
Okay, so does that tradition go back a while with the hats, with you using the feathers? And
no, it's current. They use it until now. The indigenous community, they use it.
Okay.
Like the way how, they know who is who.
Oh, yeah.
Estás diciendo que esto es una tradición de antes, como antes de, o es nuevo?
No,
antes. Yeah, this is a tradition that went way back.
Okay.
So this isn't new. This is a tradition that's been carried on from years to years.
Okay. Wow. And you said you picked up the hat, and there was when you were in Quito, mm-hmm.
In the store over there.
Yeah
but the communities who more use these ones, we call, they are from a place who called Pujili, which will be Pujili, Pujili. So when you go over there, almost everybody's using this. It's a different indigenous community.
Yeah.
So when you see different shapes of hats, you can guess, where they belong to. Because you can have in the north, in the center, or in the south of Ecuador. And then you see the hats, it's the hats, where they're coming from. Because for the hat, where are they coming from. Yeah.
Okay.
It's one way that we can identify them too.
Wow.
And for my point of view, but for them, I don't know exactly if they switch it, the hats, but it's the most what I can tell you.
Okay.
You can see.
Wow. So when you did buy the hat, so you said in the beginning of the interview, this is something that really you feel ties you back to
to
your home.
Whenever I see it, I'm like, wow, this is it. This is a lot like home country of Ecuador. So I decided to take it, and then I wore it, and I'm like, wow, this looks amazing on me.
Yeah. Wow. I love the enthusiasm. So yeah, and that's a nice hat.
I even wear these on banquets sometimes.
Oh, there we go. Wow. And all right. So are there any personal stories you like to share that are associated with the hat?
Mm, like Whenever, like, I always also wear this on Cultural Day too as well. I like to, like, in my school, it was a few months ago, when Cultural Day, I was like, I'm going to wear this to look all nice and fancy and show, like, I'm from Ecuador, you know, I'm from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of people can recognize it, because there's, like, a huge Ecuadorian community where I am, of course. A lot of my school, a lot of Ecuadorians, they're all praising me and liking me and all that.
Yeah.
I'm just feel all happy and glad, like, I'm just showing off my tradition.
Nice. So it's a sense of pride too.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
definitely. All right, right on. And just to backtrack once more. Back to when you bought the hat. When you were in Ecuador at the time, were you just visiting?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And all right, is there anything else about the hat that you'd like to share with us?
No, nothing more.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good to keep going.
Yeah, we can switch out if you want.
If anyone wants a whack at it, I don't mind going at it. It's fine.
So, if you want to go, I can go.
All right. That'll sound nice in the recording. All right, so, okay. So, now we'll move on to the next item.
Okay. So we have this, I don't know how you can call it, but I had this in my wall. So, first, this is made by hand, like you can see it, like, it is like a tool, but it's a manual tool that you have to move it and make it. So, and this make it the same indigenous people too. And then they sell this to the visitors when you go to this place where is the hub of the moon, where is in Quito.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they have like this huge...
It looks exactly like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it's inside, you can go inside here, is it a museum inside here.
Oh.
So it's elevator and everything in here. But is the why is the beauty here that I like it is like they make like the, you know, in these manual tools and then the colors. This is the colors of the flag. So in Ecuador, all the communities, doesn't matter where they are in the country, they identify by these colors of the flag.
Okay.
That is the colors of the flag, yeah.
And that's in the half of the world, mitad del mundo. In Ecuador, there's we're right between the equator, so you put one foot another way, and you're literally like
north
and south. North and south, and you're in the middle of the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's also why we bought, well, I wanted to bring this because I wanted to talk about that, how this was in the north end, but there's a south one.
South.
Yeah, because it's literally the equator is right there, and then we're really in the half of the
and
world.
And that is why all the visitors go over there, and it's the picture, north and south.
Okay. Wow. All right. And again, when did you get the item?
Oh, I think so. He was probably 3 years, 4 years and a half. So long time ago. Probably 12 years ago.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah. So that looks like another connection to home. But it looks like it's almost in a more literal sense, since you were speaking about the whole thing with the equator and the colors of the flag.
Yeah.
And could you tell me a bit more how it really connects you back to Ecuador?
Because what happened when we came, you know, you only come with like the two suitcases for each person. It's not like that you are going to bring all your belongings in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized it when removing everything here, like that you have nothing from there. So you don't realize how rich is the culture over there until you left. For me, since I was little, like always, you know, my parents educate me to respect them because that was the land for them. And then the Spain people came, make slaves of them, do cruel things to them. And wherever they survive, we have to respect them. They have their own language, they have their own culture. Even their own cuisine, they have different kind of food. So, and then you see this every day over there. You always see, you know, somebody walking there with their own clothes and even the food that they sell it. So for me it was normal. But when I came here, like that feel empty. So and I didn't realize it. So you don't realize until you know you away from them. So then when I went over there to visit because I wanted to show the this place, and when I saw, I said, well, that would be nice to have it there because something that I can connect and I can remember where we're coming from and who are the people who all up together is Ecuador.
Yeah.
You know, it's not only this kind of people or this kind of people, it's all of us together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're able to hold on to your identity with items like this, and no matter where you are in the world, you know, you're Ecuadorian.
Yeah, and the bad thing about our government is like they don't educate us with the Quechua, and they try to don't lose it, you know. And like, will be nice like if we have it, but at least. Because they can talk between each other and we don't know what they say. Like, we're just waiting over there for see what they can tell us. Because, like, you can ask, like, that you have this or this, and they talk between them, and you're like, what they are saying? But they, like, they bilingual. They know Quechua, they know Spanish, and they know English and French and all these languages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Quechua
is the native tongue within our people. That's why a lot of at least me, when I was first going really into school and stuff, and I was talking to other people who were Latino, I started to notice that a lot of words in Quechua that we say, they don't say. And it didn't click to me until I was talking to her and we found out that our language is Spanish dialect, but it's also like mixed with like native dialect.
That's what we call Castellano.
So
that's that's a good point. We didn't realize it like the I didn't realize that my Spanish was mixed with Quechua words.
Mm-hmm.
When I came in here and I started talking to Mexicans or Puerto Ricans, like they what that means. Like then is when like Vanessa say it clicks like it is a Quechua word that you never knew, like that you have in your vocabulary. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right. And So we talked all about that we're learning a lot of stuff about what these objects mean to you, and it's all amazing. And let me just ask one more about this one. Do you have any personal stories you'd like to share that are connected with that? Anything else you'd like to add?
When some like Ecuadorians go to my house, like, oh, I love that one, I will have it too next time. That is smart to have it here. I say, yep, I bring it from there. Because it's like I bowed over there and I bring it all the way here.
Wow.
And I also think, like, for me, is it shut down now or are they revenuing it? The Mitad del Mundo? Is it shut down? Well, one of my first memories after coming to here and then going back to Ecuador was that, and I think it has such importance because Ecuador is a very small country, and sometimes I feel like because it's so small, people will tend to like forget about it. But Mitad del Mundo, I think it's such an important place because it allows, like for example, in the Galapagos, it's different because a lot of people in Ecuador can't go there because it's a lot of money or they don't have like the money to go there because it's a lot of money. But for this is like anyone can go there. Sometimes it's $20 or even less. And I think that for a personal story with that for me is that was like one of the first times where I was able to go with my mom and my dad's family and see like such beauty in Ecuador, right? And you know, when you're an immigrant kid, sometimes it's hard for you to fit in. So I think going there allowed me to like ground myself and where I truly come from, and it allows me to come here and understand like the difference and stuff like that. So for me, I think that's why I really told it because I really wanted to talk about how beautiful it is and how much it connects to even like she said, the different colors in the flag that connect to our indigenous roots. And I think that's important because it allows anyone from Ecuador to go there and to visit, unlike places like Galapagos where it's harder for people of Ecuador to even touch. So it's a place where anyone can go, and it's a tourist place, but it's something that we have.
Yeah. Well, thank you for bringing it in. It's a beautiful item, and there's so much symbolism that's behind it. It's amazing. So, really, honestly, thank you for bringing it in.
I can do it
once.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So, my name is Gianmarco Venditti. I will be interviewing for the other artifacts, if you guys have other artifacts you'd like to share with us. I know your name is Romeo, correct? Yes, hi Romeo. Oh, okay, thank you. So, why don't you start telling me what this item is that you have in front of me, Romeo?
Hopefully I can remember.
It's all right.
I'm a family friend, okay. So I rarely speak on their behalf, but I know this is from the Shuar people.
Shuar. It's spelled S-H-U-A-R.
S-H-A-U-R?
S-H-U-A-R.
Thank you.
Shuar, that is the community of them.
Community, gotcha.
Original community.
I think she said they're located in the Amazon of Ecuador.
Okay.
And they use this to, I think she said, fishing, collecting fruit. And I think there's different sizes for little kids and then the adults to use it. And the material, I think they make it out of recycled material now.
Okay.
And
Before they were using the real, you know, from the trees.
Mm, yeah.
They were like the drying and then doing all this process.
Okay.
But now they are trying to use recycled things to sell it to visitors. they are still using the you know, for the natural for visitors they give us. And over there is like very, very hot, humid. So you can see the little kids sometimes with skinny clothes and huge of these ones coming in here a lot of fruits for them. And then sometimes when they go to school, this is the way where they can put their stuff at school.
Oh, like their school bag.
Yeah, they
okay.
use for a lot of things.
Gotcha.
And you can feel it like it is very light, so that helps to put a stuff inside.
Right. There. Perfect. Yeah. Wow. And yeah, I mean, helping the environment, selling to tourists. Yeah, recyclables, right? I mean, it's there's so many different aspects of how to keep it so that it is useful in more than one way, right? So that's great. Can you tell me who brought this? Like, who in your family brought this? That was you? All right. And where was that? How did you acquire these items?
So we went to visit Ecuador, and then we went to the Amazon. Because the last time when I went to there, you know, to the Amazon provinces, looks very different than how it's now. Now they huge cities. And then I was missing stuff like that because I remember when I was little, I used to go to those places.
Right.
And then I used to have a lot of stuff from them, like they tell you, necklace with a beard in here, stuff like that. Like you can have like the, you know, how you call it, the cow in here?
Crown.
Yeah, the crown in here, they make it, and they put in here feathers and stuff like that. So very fancy stuff.
Okay.
But I don't have any more, so I want to give something to them.
Okay.
So that's why I get this one. And I have when I was little too. So I used to play, put my dolls over there.
Okay.
But all that is like the gun, so I never found it again. So I found those new ones for them when we went over there to visit places.
So it was a great reminder, not just for yourself, but a way to remind them of part of that culture,
yes.
of like what they have.
It's very different.
Yeah.
This is from the, what is a hot place, and all this is like the for place where it's like springtime every time.
Okay.
Over there, always hot.
Yeah. Well, it's next to the equator, of course, right? So obviously it means a lot to you because when you were a little girl, you used it, especially when it came to collecting dolls, even for school maybe, right? Are there any other personal stories you have regarding that bag?
Yeah, my father, he used to have these buses, like, you know, like interstate buses.
Yeah.
So we went going to those places, and I remember this woman. She was very young, and she was pregnant, and she was with another little, you know, baby here. And she got all her belongings in here. You can see all her stuff in here because it was so, like, transparent. Mm-hmm. You can see it. And I told my father, like, can I have one of those? And then he's like, I got it.
Oh, so it was like
my personal, because, like,
yeah, it was like the first time you ever saw it. Yeah. You wanted one for yourself.
And I saw somebody for those communities, because what happened is they are not like the other ones, like them, like you can see them every day.
Yeah,
those communities, they are deep inside, like you cannot see it. Mm. So the buses that was over there probably was once a day or twice a week.
Yeah.
And they coming like they using a boat, you know, the manual ones.
Mm-hmm.
8 hours maybe through the river to go to like these little kind of towns, but they are deep in the woods. So
the shuar.
Yeah. That was like was amazing when I saw somebody mm-hmm. using this different stuff that we usually see
mm-hmm.
in the way how they dress and everything. So like it's amazing to see how they coming in these boats with a lot of food to like the sell it so they can have stuff for them.
Right. Wow, it's amazing. And once again, what are those bags called specifically?
They're called shigras. It's in Quechua. I don't know, shuaraba. It's shigra, like, it would be, even I don't know spell it, shigra. Would it be S-H-I-C-R-A, shigra, kind of like that.
Okay.
That will be like Quechua.
Okay.
In Shuar, I don't know how they call it. So.
Well, no, anyway, it's great to know how to pronounce it. Great. No, that was a great story. I mean, is there any other stories that you have about the shikra that you would like to share with us?
No.
No?
Like they say they use, for them, it's like kind of tool because they use for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's like an everyday use bag. Yeah. Okay. Well, if there's anything else that comes to mind about it, please feel free to share it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that and for all the other artifacts that you guys brought. Are there any other artifacts you'd like to share with us?
Oh, yeah. I want to share this one specifically.
Okay. Sure.
So I really wanted to bring... They were like kind of like a pair, but I don't know. So I really wanted to bring this one because before colonization... especially within like Latin America with the indigenous people, specifically Ecuador, it was what is it when it's not patriarchy, but it's for women?
A matriarchy, okay.
So it was a matriarchy and women were the one who were in charge and women were the one who protected, even Pachamama, that's what it is? That's Mother Nature, but in their language. And I wanted to bring this because it just shows how strong women are, and it shows specifically how strong indigenous women are. You know, she's hearing something with the baby and in the back tied up like this. And this is really how, when you walk around the streets of Ecuador, you see how babies are carried like that, because she needs both of her hands because she's working hard.
Right.
And you can see that her hair is very long, and it shows a sense of, like, wisdom. It shows the longer your hair is, the more wise you are.
Wow.
And then she has this beautiful necklace, and it shows, like, and it shows, like, women how the sense of, like, royalty and, like, wealth.
Yeah.
And then she has the flowers on it. And I just really wanted to show this because I wanted to show the empowerment of women and empowerment of our indigenous women, and especially throughout history, after everything they went through, they're still able to keep going.
Absolutely. No,
I think that's extremely powerful.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the shoes.
Yeah, similar to the shoes right there.
Yeah,
in the beginning of the interview. Yeah, amazing. Yeah. So showing how that culture still thrives, right?
Exactly.
Wow. And how would you call this doll, or this figure? Like, what would be a way of like titling it?
The way how they sell it to me,
Mm-hmm.
Fish the way the person who sell it was proper from them.
Okay.
Like the
turkey.
So he told me like it is a indigenous with a baby. She says a mom with a baby, a working mom with a baby.
Working mom with a baby. Okay. Yeah. Okay, nice. Great. And so you already told us how it meant to you. And your personal story is associated with it. Were there any other stories you'd like to share regarding the that specific figure?
Yeah, I would like to say that currently, especially within like South America, women, we tend to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of crime and a lot of, it's hard.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring this here because I think this is such a great way for me and even my mom, who's gone through a lot, to, as a remembrance of our roots and how powerful we can be. So for me, it really, every time I see it, it really reminds me of, especially right now I'm in college, so it's hard sometimes. So it just reminds me of like where I come from, the roots that I've came from, and then all the history that I've learned of indigenous women, especially within our country.
Yeah.
So just, yeah, that's something very close to me.
That's great. No, yeah, that's amazing. Amazing way to make a connection, not just for your own culture, but for women around the world, show there's always ways to pull forward. It's great. It's a great way of explaining that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I really do appreciate
that. Oh, and
I
also wanted to talk about how motherhood is very important, how children are very important, how even with a child on her back, she's still working.
Absolutely.
And I think that's also very important to highlight, especially in Ecuador, children are the blessings.
Yeah.
And
the hardworking conditions that, and the work ethic that comes with it, right?
Exactly.
No, great, wonderful.
They can go like milking the cows,
yeah,
and they with the baby in the back.
Wow.
How they work.
Yeah.
They go like the farming with a baby.
So everyday work, just the baby's right on. Wow, it's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. I really do appreciate that. Were there any other artifacts you'd like to share with us today?
Can you share them? Yeah, this is whistle here.
All right.
Or flute. Don't know where I found this specifically.
Because he was very little.
Yeah.
I think
I
was
like
this one is when
4 years
he
old.
Loves that one.
Okay.
You can blow a little bit so they can hear
yeah.
it now.
All I remember is this is a symbol, you know, about Ecuador to me. It feels like, this will always remind me of South America and the beauty of it.
Yeah.
That's what I get, because, like, you see, in like not only in Ecuador, but a lot of countries have, or most have, a few of the whistles like these.
Mm.
And whenever I see them, I'm like, wow, it always reminds me of this. It's like a reminder of South America.
Right.
It can sound. Yeah, that's how most of these, like, whistles sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the indigenous people, and we have our own, their own, like, music and stuff as well, and it involves flute.
Yeah.
It's very calming and peaceful, this type of music.
Absolutely.
And I think it also connects to, like, everyday Ecuadorian music specifically. There's a lot of, even, like, classic Ecuadorian music that you listen to when somebody has a birthday party or somebody has a quinceañera. You hear the flute in the background, and you know, it matches with the beat at the feet, and the walking around and making sure you're clapping, it all matches. And I think that's also important to highlight, that even though it usually looks like this, it really does make music and it influenced our music.
Right.
So now, and it even connects to Afro-Ecuadorian culture too, where a lot of them, they also use this flute too to involve more into the music. And it shows how intertwined Latino music is, especially Ecuadorian music. It's not just Spaniard. It's also a lot of Afro-Latinos and indigenous Latinos influences. And that flute literally represents that.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of it in our music.
Yeah, it's like a mixture of music, not just from the European perspective,
yeah,
but from what you found right there as well in Ecuador.
Because this size is little. They have huge
oh, yeah, they have
ones
various
too.
Sizes.
Yeah, depends, like, it is for like for a boy, or depends what kind of sound they are going to do it, because they have the whole team, you know, like, here you have the rock, the rock team. Yeah. It is the same over there for the music, and they're very good at music, so depends what they're doing it, they have huge ones too.
It's amazing.
It's not only that side. And this name is Rondador, is what, how they call it.
How do you spell that?
R O D the dog A D the dog O R Rondador.
Okay, beautiful. All right, amazing. And is there any other personal stories you have with the flute?
I always would love to. When I remember when I was like 7 or 10, I would always take the flute one day, found it, and blow it a lot. Like I always loved it, and always just reminds me of home and all that.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that for me. Thank you. Yeah, it really means a lot. All right, and I see that we have few more artifacts. Is there any other ones that particularly you want to share?
Yeah, the Ecuadorian flag, of course.
Yeah, of course. Beautiful flag.
But there's like a lot of symbolism. So the yellow, you know, represents like the richness and beauty of Ecuador and all mm-hmm. that. And the blue represents the ocean that we have, you know, not just Galapagos, but like the beaches as well and the beauty. And red represents like independence. You know, we fought, sacrificed a lot. And like the red is like for blood and all that. The blood for that. Us as a people have to do to make independence. Mm-hmm. And then we get to like the coat of arms. So this is the Andean condor. Fun fact, our natural animal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This represents like in Quechua culture, like the sun and all that. It's like behold or high, because in most like Quechua cultures that they hail the sun god called Inti, pretty much. And this would be it. And the other symbols too represent like unity and as one, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see here, it's like the mountains of like Ecuador, like the Andy Mountains right here where we have it. And like the beautiful sky. We even have like a boat colored in our flag, of course.
Mm.
Yeah, and the ocean, and the green and everything. This represents the beauty. And this represents authority and like us as a republic, you know.
And that's the axe on the bottom?
Yeah, that's the axe represents
the authority. Okay.
Yeah, and these are like for, and the green and grass just represents like our beauty, all that.
Beauty and peace.
Yeah. And these would be kind of like the coat of arms here as well, pretty much. You see all these like sharp things sticking out.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And these are like our colors.
Okay. Well. Yeah, and morphs with the rest of the flag for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And what does this item mean to you guys? And anyone can answer this question, but what does this item mean to you when you see the Ecuadorian flag with all its symbolism?
I see it's just beautiful. You know, whenever I see the Ecuadorian flag, I'm like, wow, so much meaning. Mm. Like, you can see, like, so many things in this one flag that you can easily tell. To me, I'm just like, wow, this is beautifully inspirational.
Mm.
I think it also, for me, also represents beauty, but also it reminds us of the bloodshed that was. A lot of indigenous people that did die for independence. But not only that, it also here reminds, there's so many different symbolisms, but it also reminds you of different areas of Ecuador within the one picture. Right? There's a river, and then there's mountains, and then there's a beautiful sun.
Mm.
For me, it reminds me how beautiful my country is and how strong it is.
Yeah.
And it reminds me how resilient we can be. It also reminds me of our national anthem, which is very beautiful. It's a very beautiful national anthem.
Yeah.
It's the third. She likes it. It's the third best national anthem in the world. And I think this flag, like, it's such a beautiful flag, and there's so many symbolism within just the middle, and then the colors. It's just, I love it.
Yeah, it shows a lot of geography, but it also represents history, and also nationality.
Yeah. And it also, like, they involved a lot of indigenous, you know, like the sun god, they involved indigenous and too, in a way, like the eagles kind of shows the mixture of things. It's very beautiful and it's very thought out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's why I really like it.
Yeah, can you spell out the name that you had for the sun god?
Oh, you spell the name for the sun
god? Yeah, Inti. I think it's Inti.
And it was part of what culture was it?
Quechua.
Yeah, Quechua.
And how do you spell that?
Oh, C.
Quechua is with a Q.
Oh.
Quechua. In Peru, they say Quechua, but we say Quechua.
Dialects, right? Well, that's great.
And then you say what she say about the Inti Raymi. You're going to explain that later, right? Okay. So one thing that I can add in here is like the volcanoes is in here because we respect the volcanoes. Mm. Many cities went under when the volcanoes erupted, so this is the respect of the volcanoes too. Mm. You see the gray in here, that is our petroleum. That coming all the oil and coming all the way to, like they say, to the ocean. Mm. But this, they call the magnet river wires because it's the huge one that goes all the way to the ocean. It's where our petroleum goes. That's why it's coming all the way from there.
Oh, wow. Wow. Beautiful.
Everything else they say.
Yeah. Very detailed, the flag, especially when you look deeper into the story. Yeah. It's a lot of detail into it, absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that. Is there any other stories you'd like to share with us regarding the flag?
Well, the funny thing about the flag is it's kind of recent because, like, I think around the 1900s it was a thing thanks to the leader Eloy Alfaro. He was a very good leader, was pro-women's right, pro-like equality, so he decided to stick all of this in, like, the flag because before it kind of, like, was just, you know, red, blue, yellow, kind of like Colombia, basically. Mm-hmm. So he sticked it in, like, not only just to give, like, a sign of Ecuador and all that, but to also distinct us as our own people.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I love about the symbol and why Eloy Alfaro was one of the greatest figures in Ecuadorian history.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate that. Is there any other artifacts that you guys would like to share?
So I'm going to talk a little bit about this, and Christopher is going to say the rest because he knows all.
Okay. So what do we have here?
So this is a plate, like a kind of picture, right? But you can see many things in here. So what is outside? This is the culture for our different indigenous people over there. Like we call Valdivia, which is from Manabí. In another one, like they were making these kind of jars and for bring, you know, liquid like wine or stuff like that. So mm-hmm. all these represent our culture, like indigenous culture around the Ecuador. And then our people loves, you know, the gold. Mm-hmm. So that's why he's making in this. Actually, the Central Bank of Ecuador, they have the original ones over there. All this stuff is in gold. So,
wow.
And this is just kind, you know, for representation. Now, this is where, you know, the independence in South America happened, and that happened in Ecuador, in Guayaquil. So that is something like meaningful for Ecuador, because from there is where all these countries got independent from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christopher, you can tell about all those countries because
the flags. So the first one you see here, it's actually Bolivia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right there you can easily tell because like the red, yellow, and green. Yeah. Next is Peru. So over there, this is Venezuela if I remember correctly, and this is Ecuador because it's bright. Yeah. And then we have Colombia over there, Chile, and I guess they forgot the star. We have Argentina. And then we have Uruguay and then Paraguay. And over here, one of these people is actually Simón Bolívar, El Liberator.
Yeah.
He was a good man. He freed us from Spain, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and over there is José de San Martín. He was also like Bolívar. The two of them teamed up and both like destroyed Spain and prevent them, and basically freed us from Spain.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this, still you can go over there and take a picture. It's a huge monument over there.
Wow. And that's where they declared their independence from the Spanish.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
it
was that, what is it? What is this place?
Guayaquil
was the first place, and then from there, that's where, like, the first sense of independence in South America was in North America. Mm-hmm. Like,
wow. That's amazing.
So it's prideful. In a sense, it's like we were the starting of
it was the heart of the beginning, right?
Yeah,
that's amazing. The beginning of the fire. I like that. Yeah. And is this plate from this from was it? Guayaquil?
No. I found this in the tax cell, you say? Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a tax cell. I found a long time ago in here, but they were very little. And then it's like, wow, I don't know what, in the tax cell didn't cost nothing. And for us, for me, it means a lot. So it's like, oh, I want to get it.
Well, yeah, of course it means a lot, right? It's the beginning, yeah. It's the beginning of the country, yeah. Right? And where it started, this revolution.
Yeah, and actually, this monument still is over there, and yeah. You can take a picture. But I like this place because, like, they put inside, but really what is outside is the people who were before.
Mm.
And
yeah.
That belongs to them.
Yeah, representing not just the history of Ecuador, the country, but the indigenous people that came before them.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow.
The place where it is called Malecón in Spanish.
Malecón, okay.
Yeah, that is the name where this statue is.
Yeah, beautiful.
And this is called Rotonda.
Rotonda, the monument.
Mm-hmm, the monument.
Okay. I'm learning a lot from this, as you may see. No, that's amazing. Are there any other personal stories regarding the plate that you guys have to share?
The Guayaquil is very powerful. Like, if you're talking about Guayaquil, it's like they were all the money and the economy is like the engine, probably you can say, like, you know, New York because of the... So it's the same over there, Guayaquil, like they were all the money.
Yeah.
Powerful.
So it's like the place to go, the place to be in Ecuador. Very well. All right.
It's hard over there, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the... Because what happened in Ecuador, everybody thinks like, it's hard everywhere. It's not true. Where you buy it, this and those, and where the mountains go, it's beautiful. It's like a spring break all the time. You want a hot and steam, you go to, you know, the Amazon. If you want to go to the beach, it's hot and nice, it's where Guayaquil is, like next to the beach. So you can travel one day from a very cold place to a very hot place.
Mm. Yeah, depending on the geography.
Yeah, because you don't have the four seasons over there.
Yeah.
We say we have two seasons because when dries, it's for us summer. Because it's not rain. When it rains, it's winter because it rains.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But then it's like a spring break all the time.
Yeah, it's not like here we have everything.
Here it's beautiful.
Yeah.
The winter in here is beautiful. I like the snow. So.
Oh, yeah. You and me are on different terms. Well,
you only see in the movies when you come in here, you can touch it.
Yeah, right? Well, I really do appreciate you guys sharing all of these artifacts. They are all truly beautiful. And thank you guys for taking the time to share them with us. If anything else comes to mind regarding any of these artifacts, please come by and let us know. We'll be happy to get more detail.
Oh, yeah,
she wants to explain this one.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay, so...
I promise, last one.
Yeah, no.
So he is ready for celebrate the Inti Raymi. Inti Raymi is when a star... Like, cosechas?
Oh, like the crops. The crops.
When you go and pick it up.
Oh, the harvest.
Yeah, the harvest.
Oh, okay.
So Inti Raymi will be the same I-N-T.
Yeah.
That is Inti. In Raimi will be A-I, R-A-I-M-E, Raimi.
Okay.
Inti Raimi. So it's a huge for them because it's when, you know, they are going to harvest and all that.
Wow.
So that's why he has this, because this is like they when he weeps and there is the star and it's all the good energy is coming to us.
Oh, wow.
So it's the celebration. And then you see the shoes, it's the same shoes that Vanessa was showing,
yeah.
But here is like a different color ready for this occasion.
Yeah.
And then that's why he's using this, is kind of, make it for a sheep farm.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's over his pants. And then the beauty in here is like that he has a long hair. And the hair for the men to don't cut it is like the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
The more longer you have it, the more knowledge you have it. So that's why they never cut their hair.
Oh, okay. So longer. So in Ecuador.
Because he's a man. So,
yeah.
And then from the community, you can see them with the long hair. Even sometimes they use like the regular clothes,
mm-hmm.
and they have long hair. is because they went to do something in the city, but when they come back, they are going to use their clothes.
Yeah.
And even if they never use their clothes back, they never cut the hair because it's what they is, you know, who they are.
Yeah. The long hair represents their culture. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
So that was, I want to show you this because this is, has a different meaning.
Yeah, different meaning than the first one that we saw.
Yeah, this would be like spiritual, like a spiritual ritual. That's why they whip, and that's why she was saying that there's a good energy. It's kind of like whipping away all that bad energy, and once it hits the ground, it's a way to make sure their harvest is good and well, and they're enriched, and that's why they wear like the sheep attire instead of like red. And that's also why he's holding that. There could be liquor in there.
You see how the cowboys they use in here?
It's it's like similar to the cowboy.
Yeah, they put it over in his pants.
Yeah.
So that's why, because on normal days they wouldn't be wearing that. So that's why this is significant, because this is a time where they're having that ritual to make sure that their harvest season is going well and that the energy is well.
And did you purchase this the same time when you purchased the lady figure? Okay. Wow. Both amazing and both representing culture. Great artifacts right there. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us regarding the, like any stories personal to this?
Yeah, so when I was little, we ended up in this parada or festival without we knowing. Because we weren't going over there to this kind of pool they have, and then they were doing this kind of party over there in the street. So they use horses, name it, everything that they can bring it for the farms is beautiful in a lot of alcohol. They drink it, they make it in a different ways, like they kind of, they call chicha when you mix it, like kind of, they make it for fermentation of their own, you know, corn. They call chicha, and you can get like drunk without it. It tastes so good. So when I saw here, it's like the, it looks almost the same like that you see them in person.
Yeah.
You see how he's dressing is the same how you see them in person.
Wow.
And they go over the horses with this thing, you know, wiping on the floor. It's like,
So you were able to experience as a little girl the ritual itself.
Yeah.
Wow.
We were watching over there from the car, like,
it must have been really cool to see.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you. Well, thank you for sharing that. And thank you for sharing all of these artifacts once again with us.
My pleasure.
And
thanks. She invited us.
I'm
still
going
to CCS.
Oh, okay. Well,
I got it through, there's a Latina leadership development. I don't know. There's like a group here. She sent us, Gladys sent us the email, and I saw, I didn't know exactly how it was going to be. I didn't know we were going to do this exactly, but I just knew that to send artifacts, so we got them. And the whole point of, because we handpicked these, because we have a lot. But the whole point is to show the proudness and the roots of Ecuador and how we are connected to them. I think in America, a lot of times there's not as much data or history or connection. I'm in psychology, so I know there's not much data with Ecuador. So I felt like this was a great time to really talk about it, maybe.
Absolutely.
You guys could do something with this.
Absolutely. Thank you guys once again. And this is definitely going to help us out a lot when it comes to recording the history of Ecuador's past, and these artifacts represent that. So thank you guys once again for that. I really appreciate that.
Yes.
Oh, do you need to take pictures of everything?